Episode 3158, Don't Lose Sight.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for some? Okay, it's a brand new week. I can't yell football, but I so want to. Did you get enough football this past weekend? Oh, I didn't get enough. In fact, I had some film shoots going on. Oh yeah, we've got stories to talk about. But with all of that, first things first, don't lose sight. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Whew, all right. Are you just coming back on a Monday just to say that, okay, you survived the weekend? I mean, sometimes I think it's just a whirlwind, isn't it? I don't know about you, coming and going. You know, you got granddog time, grandson time. It's like, oh my goodness, I said film shoot. Oh yes. We've got TV stuff happening, more to come on that very soon. And so in all of it that's happening, right, you're just kind of coming and going, and you're not necessarily burning the candles at both ends, but you know you need to really focus on what's in front of you. And in the journey towards success, the path is often paved with drills and skills that are essential for reaching your goals. If you want to satisfy your hunger for growth, if you really want to reach those goals, don't lose sight. However, it's all too easy to lose sight, isn't it? I mean, let's be real. We've got distractions, football, and more football. And, you know, it will go away here pretty soon. So we've got to love it while we have it. And the thing is that if we're not mindful of what's happening, we're going to lose everything. So without maintaining that steadfast focus, right, your ambitions can slip away and your progress can stagnate, which means you're not going anywhere fast. You've probably watched a football game or two. Imagine that. And maybe you don't like football and that's fine too, but hang in there with me. I'm going here with all of this, I promise. As I was watching BYU and the Arkansas Razorbacks, what a game. And there was another game on. I won't really say who it was. Oh, wait, I believe it was Tennessee and Florida. And in all honesty, it got a little boring. But we'll leave that for another episode. And so BYU and the Arkansas Razorbacks, they were playing. And I thought, okay, all of a sudden there were some really good plays. I'm like, all right, I'll stick to this game. Now, BYU and Arkansas Razorbacks, well, it's not necessarily ones that I would pick normally to watch. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? But they're not two teams I normally cheer for. So I was watching it truly for the game, just enjoying the drills and the skills of what these guys put in and day out. Now, remember, college ball is a lot different than the NFL. And I'll give you that clue here in just a minute and why it is so much and why I prefer actually to watch college ball over the NFL, even though I still watch the NFL. I tend to want my college ball. I'll even watch a rerun. But what seemed like impossible throws in the moment as I watched this game ended up being some incredible fingertipped one-handed catches. They were amazing. I was blown away. I was like, no way. And again, I'm not really invested in these teams. I watch them because it's football. And who doesn't like a good game? And I was amazed. And I don't even think the player could believe what happened. I mean, it happened so fast. It was like a millisecond. But the one thing that made all the difference was that the players kept their eyes on the ball. So when you look at what you're doing in your life to reach your goals, to achieve them, to go to the next level, you've got to stay committed to executing the necessary drills and skills to get there, right? So keep your eyes on the ball. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep your eyes on the ball. I'm telling you, those two guys that had, and there are probably more catches than that, but two specific that I remember in my brain, they had no option but to keep their eyes on the ball or they never would have caught it. And when I say fingertipped, I'm like, did they have long fingernails? Because it was on the tippy tip of their fingertips and their bodies were outstretched, whether it was reaching out, you know, and they looked like they were kind of like flying sideways, or if it was jumping up vertically, trying to get the height and grabbing the ball out of thin air. It was incredible. But you see, they knew the game plan, didn't they? And they practiced their skills and their drills throughout the entire week up to game time. And as they're standing in the tunnel, they had to have that tunnel vision, right? We got the play, coach. We know we're out. We're going to win. Now, if you're wondering who won, I believe it was BYU who took home the W. Now, again, I really thought by the way they played the game, both of them should have had a W, in all honesty. But you could only have one clear winner, unfortunately. But man, their skills were put to the test. And as they were standing in that tunnel, they had the opportunity once when they were on the field to execute it. And they did just that. How much of your goal setting, your game planning, involves you sitting down going, okay, I got the game plan. Now I'm going to practice my drills and skills. And so when it's time to execute, I'm all in. Do you do that? Or are you one who kind of piddles here and there? You work at it. I mean, you could be in a corporate job. You could own your own business. You could be a stay-at-home mom. It doesn't matter where you are, but you might be one who's a little bit, well, lazy isn't a great word. It has such negative connotations to it. But it's like you just kind of take it a little too easy. And you're like, yeah, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. BYU nor Arkansas would have come close to having the game that they had had they not kept their eyes on the ball. They needed to execute that plan. So when you're looking at what you want to achieve, and I'm not saying like 10 years from now, I mean, you can look like that. I'm talking about this week. I want you to look at your calendar, look at your schedule. Have you truly created a clear vision for your week? Now, you may have one bigger, like, oh, I've got these dreams. I want to retire by the time I'm 50. Okay, that's great. If it happens, way to go. But let me tell you, before that, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and you're going to have a clear vision. And so the first step, right, in keeping your eyes on the ball is to cultivate that clear vision of what you're aiming to achieve. And when you create this vivid mental image of your goals, you provide yourself with a compass that keeps you on track amidst the distractions and setbacks, because you're going to have them. You know those guys? They dropped the ball a few times before they made those fingertipped catches. But they kept themselves in the game. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says this, "Where there is no vision, the people will perish." By having a strong vision, you empower yourself with a purpose and direction, enabling you to persevere in the face of adversity, because you're going to face it. It's not going to always be mountaintops every single day. Have you played those games? You know, the ones that you just kind of jump and, you know, you fall back down, but you just kind of keep going up, 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 up. Well, eventually there comes a down and eventually you fall down. You can't stay up there forever. So really cultivate that clear vision. And I want you to think about it for just this week. What does it look like for you? Be specific. Number two, embrace consistent practice. You see, consistent practice is the cornerstone of executing anything, drill or skill, if you really want to attain the goals you have set for yourself. And it's here in that commitment where it's highly crucial, which then requires what? Discipline and dedication to stick to a regular routine. Are you doing that, or are you just all over the place? Have you tried to kind of map out a plan? Think about playing the piano. You don't just go sit down and say, okay, well, here we go. I'm just going to start playing. If you want just to hear notes, then you can do that. But if you want to learn how to play music, there is a method to the madness of learning how to play the piano. There's an approach. A great basketball player, and you know him, Michael Jordan, once said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan reminds us that without consistent practice, success remains elusive. Consistency is king. It tops everything. And when you embrace that commitment to regular practice, going out, and when I'm saying practice, you don't have to be playing a sport here. I'm talking about practicing the craft of the skill. Podcasting is a skill. If you go back to my 000 at the very beginning, oh, please do not. Oh, no, I encourage you to. It'd be funny. You might be saying, oh, yeah, that would be funny to listen to you now versus back then. Now, my voice might be a little bit more, oh, I have no idea. It's the same person. It's me. But the way I do things or the way I structure my sentences or how I come across, maybe I'm a little bit quieter. And sometimes I'm a little bit more boisterous now. It just depends, right? It ebbs and flows, where maybe at the beginning it was like, oh, all this energy and it's go, 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 because it was so brand new. And now you get into a rhythm. You've got to craft your skill. You got to practice it over and over and over again. Practice makes progress. Doesn't bring perfection necessarily, but let me tell you, because of Michael Jordan, yep, that's why he did succeed. Because he kept practicing. So when he did fail, he had moments to succeed again. So embrace that commitment to practice. Lay that foundation for mastery and continuous improvement. And finally, number three, develop resilience and perseverance. This is a hard one because if I'm really, really blunt with you right now, we live in a society that is all of about instant gratification. Let's just go through the drive-thru and get exactly what I want to eat. And it can be even at a nice restaurant. And you're like, come on, like, why isn't it ready? Why do I have to wait for my food? It should already be there. And it's like, it takes time. Good food takes time to make. Well, along the path to achieving your goals, setbacks and obstacles, well, they are inevitable. And it's during these challenging moments that resilience and perseverance become crucial in keeping your eyes on the ball. So by maintaining the resilient mindset, you bounce back from failures and setbacks, learning from them rather than allowing them to discourage you. Go to the football game. Why do you think the guys sit there with the tablets on the side of the field after they come off, when offense comes off or defense comes off? And they go over in their corners and they have different ones and different coaches and different people come up. Why? Because they're reviewing what just happened. And you're like, and so they can be better by the next time they hit the field, whenever that next appointed time is. If we would play the game of life the way people play football, do you think it might be a little bit different in your life? Perseverance, as Philippians 3:14 reminds us, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And it fuels our determination to stay on course despite difficulties. So, the two amazing things together, resilience and perseverance, it's going to support you in weathering the storm and help you in staying committed to executing the necessary drills and skills toward reaching your goals. And it's hard because we want to give up. It's easier to stay where we are. Who really wants to fight sometimes? I get it. I've been down that road so many times. But you've also heard the saying, if it was easy, well, is it really worth the fight? Right? It's actually the other way around, right? Yeah, I just thought I'd wake you up on a Monday. You got to work hard at it. You got to put in the time. You've got to fine tune the skills. Don't settle. You were created for more. So in the pursuit of your goals, it is essential that you don't lose sight of the drills and skills required for your success, however you define success, right? For some people, it's a certain number on their paycheck a year. For others, it might be just meeting somebody in their life. For another person, it might be raising incredible kids. For another person, it might be writing their best-selling book. And when you practice what, you know, we've talked about here, then you can solidify your commitment to staying focused and executing the necessary steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Think about Olympic champion Muhammad Ali. He once said, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." Adopt this champion mindset and don't lose sight. You were created for more. Created on purpose for a purpose. So keep your eyes on the ball so you don't miss the tippy-tippy catches. Knowing that with unwavering focus and dedication, you can and will achieve your goals, even your dreams, and become the champion of your own life. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.